Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. Happy Easter, Home Church. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Amen. There's a sweet spirit in the house today, right? If you'll remain standing for the reading of God's word. We celebrate this Resurrection Sunday, and here's how the Gospel of Luke shares that morning with us. This comes from Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 1. It says this: on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." And then they remembered his words. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on this holy, beautiful, powerful Resurrection Sunday. We thank you for your word and how it reminds us of this eternity-changing moment. And so, Father, over the next few moments, I pray that your spirit will reside in this room. God, I pray that your spirit, as we lift Jesus high, you will do what you are faithful to do. You say when we lift Jesus high that you will draw all people unto yourself. And so, Father, over the next few moments, as we lift Jesus high and we celebrate his power and his conquering over death, hell, and the grave, God, I pray that you would stir up something in us. God, for those who are believers, I pray that today would build their faith. God, for those who are searching, God, I pray that they would find you. And God, for those that are lost, I pray that we might see them be found today. Go before us over these next few moments. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, Home Church. You may have a seat. Well, good morning and welcome to Home Church. My name's Kenny, and it's, one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as one of the pastors here at Home Church. We're so glad that you're here. Happy Easter to you. You know, I think that one of the things that I love about Easter and this celebration is it stirs something up in me that the truth is that we should hold fast to every day. One of the things that I've noticed along my journey, one of the things that I've noticed in managing and living and caring and pastoring people is that this day often becomes just one of those days where it's like, okay, well, my mom, my grandma said I had to go to church. And, you know, it's like, you know, one of two times a year that some folks will show up in the house of God. And even those that are believers. And so it's one of those days that kind of draws us. But the truth is that it is, in my experience, for many of us, the idea of the resurrection, we've gotten too comfortable with. We've actually allowed this idea of a resurrection and a God who died and brought himself back to life. I think we've made it just a little too common. And so because of that, we can show up on a Resurrection Sunday or any Sunday, and it's just something that we say. You know, in some church traditions, they'll say, "He is risen," and people will respond, "He's risen indeed." And sometimes I think that we've allowed this thing that has happened to become that commonplace for us, that it's just something we say. It's just a thing that we repeat. My prayer today, and I promised our team that I'm not going to be with you very long because y'all brought a bunch of kids today, all right? So we love that, but I'm going to try to be nice and brief for you today. and somebody said amen, and somebody scoffed. I heard that. I heard both of those. I heard both of them. My prayer leading into this week is that the Holy Spirit of God would grab hold of your heart, wherever you sit today, wherever you came in today in the way of belief or faith or lack thereof or not wanting any part of it. My prayer this week has been that the revelation of what the resurrection really is and what it really means and what it should mean to us every single day would grip your heart today. That's my prayer. So I know good communicators aren't supposed to tell you the end, but that's what I desire for you today. See, the thing is that passage that I read is so true for so many people. The angels, when the women came to the tomb, they came expecting Jesus' dead body. They were there to prepare his body. And instead of finding his dead body, they found an open tomb and two angels. And their response and the question that they prompted these women with is the question I want to prompt you with today as well. Because the truth is that there are many of us who are looking for the living among the dead things. There's so many of us in our life that we're looking for beauty and power and purpose and life and blessing, but we're looking in all the wrong places. We look for joy and peace through financial success and prosperity so that we won't have to worry. We look for hope in the way of the world and all the things that it might have for us, and even in relationships. We look for purpose in our jobs and even in our children. And yet the truth is that every single one of us, at some point, we've walked in darkness. Some of you are walking in it still today. And so many of us, even though we might be believers, we look for the living among the dead things. That was what the angels asked the women. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? I ask you with great hope in my heart and great conviction today, why do you continue to look for the living among the dead things in your life, friend? You see, there is an empty tomb, and that means something. It means that something has shifted. Today, we celebrate an eternity-shifting moment, and for some, it's just another day. See, at Home Church, I've been teaching our church about the story and understanding the entire story of the narrative of walking and understanding who God is. And so today I want to quickly tell you where this resurrection, this eternity-changing moment falls in the story. See, you have to understand that in the beginning, this God who we call out to, we call him Yahweh, he was there in the beginning and he created all things. One of the first things that he created was man. And then he created a woman after that. And he wanted eternal relationship with them. He wanted to walk with them forever. That was his plan. And then they chose to not trust him. And they sinned. You see, God's standard is perfection. Adam and Eve missed the mark. And from then on, every single one of us that have been born of a woman have been born into sin. I hate to break it to you today, but ain't ne'er none one of you perfect. Sorry, you're just not, including your boy. The truth is that every single one of us have fallen short of God's glorious standard, which is perfection. But God, in his great love and mercy for Adam and Eve, he clothed them with the skin of animals, which meant he had to shed innocent blood to get it. It has been God's plan all along to forgive us of our sin, the shedding of innocent blood. And along the path, God gave an opportunity to his people, and the way that they were to be forgiven was through animal sacrifices, until an appointed day, when God himself stepped out of glory and he came through the womb of a virgin named Mary. Jesus was his name. And Jesus, unlike all of us, lived a perfect life. For 33 years, he walked the earth living obedient to the law. Some of y'all broke the law this morning just riding in. Some of you wanted to break the law dealing with your kids this morning, right? And yet Jesus was perfect. despite his perfection, he called himself God, and people got upset with that. And so they put him on trial and they convicted him of blasphemy. But he was, in fact, God. And as you saw earlier, this depiction of what we celebrated on Friday, we call it Good Friday, but in the moment, it was terrible. But this Jesus, who is God, he was put on trial and ultimately sentenced to death on a cross. And they beat him and they bruised him and they ripped him apart and they hung him on a cross naked. And I know the pictures show him with a cloth, but I need you to grab hold of the reality that our Lord and Savior actually hung there naked, exposed to the world. And in that moment on the cross, he paid your price. Because I need you to understand, for the wages of your sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And in that moment when he hung on the cross, he paid your price and my price to be able to forgive you once and for all. He carried the weight of your sin. And then as we showed you this morning, they put him in a tomb and they thought all was done. But for 3 days, Jesus' body laid there, but his spirit continued to move. In fact, the scriptures tell us that his spirit went down into Hades, and there he released the captives who had been held, and he released them. And then he picked up his body by his spirit, and he raised himself from the dead on the third day. And so many times in Christian life, that's just a thing. But I need you to understand, if you've ever stood in front of a dead body, especially someone you love, you've hoped and wished and dreamed that somehow they might come alive. But God himself raised his own body back to life. That changed everything, friends. It changed everything. Oh, and it wasn't just good enough for him to die and to raise himself to life. In fact, the story goes on. For 40 days, he walked the earth. He made himself known to many people. He actually performed signs and wonders, and people saw him. And then finally, the time was for him to ascend into heaven. And he told his disciples, what you've seen, what you've experienced, go and tell the world. He said, I'm gonna come back and receive you one day. Those of you who believe in me, I will come back and receive you. And he ascended into heaven, where right this very moment, he sits at the right hand of God the Father, waiting and anticipating for the moment where he might come back and receive you and I who believe. You see, this resurrection wasn't just a thing. It changed everything because we needed the sacrifice of innocent blood. God himself did that. But then when he took up his own life, he then gave you the ability to live forever. Friend, that is wild. Because you and I know that physically we will all die. But I declare to you today, spiritually, you will live forever in one of two places. You will either live in eternity separated from God spiritually, or you will live in eternity connected and in God's presence for eternity. One we call hell, the other we call heaven. And he gave his life and he took it up. And the Bible says this, is that he is the resurrection and the life. And friend, if you want life, it takes a resurrection to gain it. Jesus died and he resurrected himself in power. And that same power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, in believers, it runs in our veins. You and I carry the hope of the world with us. We carry the Holy Spirit in us. If you're separated from God, you're not a believer, this power is not available to you right now. But the truth of the resurrection is this, that because he defeated death, hell, and the grave, he proved himself to be God, he showed you his great love, he simply says this, he puts on offer for you the ability to receive him by faith. That all of the sin that you've committed, all the times you've fallen short of the glory of his perfect standard, he gives the ability for you to be forgiven and received as one of his own. One of the most famous scriptures of all declares this truth to you. It says this in John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, who is Jesus, that whosoever, I don't care where you're sitting today, on the front row or the back corner, that's a whosoever. Maybe you're watching online. Whosoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. The truth is, when you believe, you gain the gift of God, which is eternal life with him. It took a resurrection for Jesus to make that possible. But friend, if you are separated from God today, it takes a resurrection in your heart as well. That's what the gift of faith does. It resurrects a dead heart. Here's the truth. Every single one of you walked in here physically alive, but some of you walked in here spiritually dead. Some of you today need a spiritual resurrection of your heart. And the only way to gain that is the gift of God, where he gives you the gift of faith. And just like any gift, at some point when it's handed to you, you've got to receive it. And you may ask, well, Pastor Kenny, how do I receive this? I sense that I am separated from God. I've constantly looked for all the living things among the dead. I've chased after money. I've chased after addictions. I've chased after all these things. I've never been satisfied. I constantly find myself never satisfied, never with true joy, never with true peace, never with true happiness, never with true love. Where is this life that you speak of today? It is on offer for you right now, for you to receive. And the Bible tells us how that we might receive this great gift. It says this in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, made right with God. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Our heart today was to present this good news gospel, this power of this resurrection to you in a beautiful, relevant, powerful way, that the Spirit of God might grip your heart today, that it's not just any old day. It's not just another day in the church. It is Resurrection Sunday. It is the power of God on full display that he laid his life down for you. But he took it back up, and he gives you the ability right this very moment to receive life eternal. Might you just receive it? Might you just receive it by faith? I believe there are three types of people in the room today. Some of you walked in today, and today has built your faith. You've sang these songs, you've declared these anthems, and it's built your faith to remind you of the fact that God died for you, and he raised himself to life, and he gave you life, and he loved you so much, and it's just stirred your spirit today. Your faith has been built. There are others of you that at some point you've had faith, but you've walked away, you've stirred away, you've just simply forgotten about the resurrection and the life. And yet there are others in the room, and under the sound of my voice, that the truth is that you're lost. You are lost. You've been looking for all the living things among the dead things, and you know in your heart as I speak, because I'm not a powerful speaker, the Spirit of God is stirring your heart right this moment. You know right now that I'm speaking to you, that the Spirit of God is talking to you. Lost son and daughter, you have wandered away. You have no idea where to be found. And this good news gospel is meant to be declared for every single one of you today. For the building up of the faith of the believer, for the drawing back of those who have wandered, and for the salvation for those who have been lost. And so wherever you are, whoever you are, I pray that the resurrection and its power And it's defeat over death, hell, and the grave, and the ability for you to receive the gift of life eternal. To know that you will stand in the presence of God one day, forever and ever. Amen. That I pray that that stirs something up in you today. And not just today when you walk out and okay, that was a good song and that was a, he yelled at us for 12 minutes and normally it's 45 minutes. I don't want it to be that. I pray that the Spirit of God stirs something up in you that this resurrection carries with you wherever you go. That you're reminded of the power of God. And then when you receive Him, the power that goes with you when you go as well. And so, the gift of God is on offer for you right now. If you're lost and you're wandering, you can feel something in your spirit. You felt like I've been talking to you the whole time. I'm telling you, it is not me. That is the Spirit of God drawing you in. The Bible says that when Jesus is lifted high, He will draw all people unto Himself. All I've talked to you today about, all we've sang about to you today is Jesus and His power and His glory and His might, that who can die and take their own life up? Only one. Only one. And that life is made on offer and available for you right this very moment. By professing with your mouth what you believe in your heart. If you are lost and you are wandering, this moment is for you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.